Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin our meditation this morning. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I bring myself into your presence today. A couple deep breaths just to come into your presence, let go of any tension or distraction. Give my heart now to your dialogue with you, to your presence. I activate my faith, Lord. I act that virtue out in my mind and my heart. Believing in you, believing in your presence here with me and your desire to speak to me, believing in your presence in my heart through grace, through baptism, and confirmation, your presence is in me, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I believe even more firmly that you are with me now in this time of prayer. I hope in you, I hope in your promises, in which you guarantee for those who follow you. I hope in your fidelity, that you will give me all good things, you will give me consolations, just like Simeon was looking for in today's gospel. And I love you, Lord, I love your kindness, your goodness, your salvation, love all the things that you do and who you are. Humble myself before you, Lord. I'm coming into your presence, but with no presumption that I deserve anything. I come first to praise you and to give you the time, that injustice you deserve as my creator and redeemer. And I humble myself before you. But as your child, Lord, I also am humble in that confidence, my identity as your child, that you want me here, you want to speak to me, you want to reveal yourself. So I'll read this gospel today, and if it helps you do a contemplation, activate your imagination as you read it, place yourself there in the scene, see what's happening, smell the smells, feel feelings, the different natural elements that surround you. Imagine where you are in the room as these events unfold. When the days were completed, this is from Luke 2:22-40. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate and the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people, Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel in the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. and coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who are awaiting the redemption of Israel. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. There's so much here one could meditate on, so encourage you, if there's anything that struck you as you listened, anything that you'd want to begin talking to the Lord about, go ahead, pause, and begin your own dialogue with the Lord. But I want to imagine that trip up to Jerusalem and what prompted that trip. Simple obedience to the law of the Lord. Mary and Joseph, after the stunning revelations of the visit of the angels and of the wise men and of the shepherds, and began to raise the child, and their guide was the law of the Lord, Scripture. They didn't presume to do anything miraculous or strange or unique to them, but they raised the child according to the law of the Lord, and that prompted them to go up to Jerusalem, make that trip, pack, collect everything, say goodbye to people who had helped in the birth or had supported them in these days, and then make the pilgrimage to Jerusalem. They arrived there, purchased the turtle doves and young pigeons, and they began heading towards the line of people who needed to offer the daily sacrifice, or the sacrifices of purification in their case. One could meditate here about just fidelity to God's law day in and day out is already an occasion of grace. That God meets us in obedience, in responding daily, being generous and fulfilling daily duties of our life. That's the first path of sanctification, of holiness. And so one could go through their day and just think of the duties that await you this day, and pray about and talk to the Lord about how you want to encounter him in those activities and those duties. Another avenue of prayer would be this encounter with Simeon, meditating on his life of all the years of daily prayer, of service in the temple, of being devout, of patience, awaiting the consolation of Israel. Maybe even is suffering to see the people abused and under the control of the Romans, their temple limited and sacrifices controlled and kind of under the oversight control of the Romans. Those daily hardships that he probably longed to see changed and overthrown by the Messiah. Reminds me of so many souls that just daily go to Mass, pray for the church, and suffer to see her suffering, suffer to see infidelities, misrepresentations, confusion, children falling away from the church, and just long to see God's consolation, his answering and righting these ills, to coming and answering their prayers. And it's beautiful to see how God answers. For Simeon, his prayer, his longing, his waiting, but he also wants to do that for us. The when is up to his providence. Our response is merely to confidently and patiently wait on the Lord. Intercede, pray. And in this process, be filled with the Spirit like Simeon. That spirit of fidelity, of fortitude, of perseverance, of patience. That spirit of confidence and trust. And just as Mary and Joseph were faithful to the customs of the law, and he was faithful to the going up to the temple, their fidelities met. And in that meeting, God's miraculous response happened, both for Mary and Joseph, a confirmation of the identity of their child from someone who they didn't know at all, to the consolation of Simeon seeing an answer to prayer that the Messiah was coming. In faith, seeing this is the child, behold. You know, he's set up for the rise and fall of many. And he saw in that child the answer of salvation for Israel. We could continue meditating on that encounter of what it meant for Mary and Joseph, what it meant for Simeon, and apply it to your own life. One could also meditate on Anna and her own meditation, confidence in the Lord, her waiting, her solitude without her husband for so many years, her daily piety, her fasting and prayer, and also her similarly seeing the child Jesus, Mary and Joseph, was open to how the Holy Spirit spoke to her. And she recognized also, maybe in a separate encounter, or maybe she observed Simeon, maybe she knew him if she was a daily visitor to the temple, knew the priests, knew Simeon. Perhaps they had spiritual conversations together of the waiting that they were both experiencing. Maybe a spiritual friendship, who knows, but both of them saw in Jesus the answer to the longing of Israel. She could meditate on Anna, see what applications there are to things you're experiencing in your heart and mind. Then after your time of dialogue with the Lord, formulate your resolution for the day. And close your time of prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.